Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends, and welcome to our prayer service for the seventh day in September in the year 2022. And I have two questions for you. Do you get excited when you think about Jesus? Do you get excited when you think about the Lord? Well, if you're anything like me, the answer is yes. Hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. I thank God for keeping me. I thank God for healing me. I thank God for who He is and what He will do and will be in my life. Hallelujah. As we continue through our prayer service tonight, please remember to lift up our shepherd, Reverend Dr. Frank D. Tucker, in prayer. He is not with us tonight. I also want you to keep two things in mind. Number one, please quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted. And number two, all program participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Deacon Anthony Braxton.
Good evening, First Baptist. Let us pray. God, our Father, the God of love, the God of love, the God of peace, we thank you for once again allowing us the privilege of gathering together in your presence to offer up our prayers and joys, our concerns, our sorrows, our troubles, to lift them up to you, Father God. We thank you for making the technology available to us so that we can come together in fellowship and to worship and glorify your holy and divine name. We thank you, Father God, for that most greatest gift of all, the gift of your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, our Jesus, the light of the world, our Prince of Peace. For you told us that where two or three are gathered in your name, there you will be in the midst. And so, dear Lord, we ask that you let us feel your holy and divine presence. We are like that woman who bled for 12 long years. We just want to touch the hem of your robe or the tip of your fingers or any part of you so that we can feel your infinite power and grace and mercy. Shower us with your love and righteousness. Let it come to each and every household represented here on tonight and to all of the First Baptist Church family. Father, we ask for special blessings for our pastor and his family. We ask that you continue to energize him and provide him with whatever he stands in need of, Father God. We ask that you also cover the leadership of First Baptist Church for those who are toiling in the vineyard for your kingdom. Lord, we ask that you also bless our messenger for tonight. Let her be the vessel for the message that you wish to deliver to each and every one of us. And Lord, we ask for special blessings for our youth. Many of them have already returned back to school, and we know that there still remains a lot of chaos and disinformation and the lack of adequate facilities and resources for many of our young people. But Father God, we just ask that you bless and touch them and instill in them a sense of understanding and comprehension of what's happening around us in this world today, and so that they don't get dismayed and led astray by some of the evil that we see amongst us. Keep them focused on you, Father God. Let them follow in the path that you have laid out for us in the BIBLE. And let us always remember for us to always walk in faith, to grow by grace, and to live by love. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, we do pray. Amen.
We will now have a scripture reading by Sister Karen Mickens.
Good evening, everyone. I will be reading from the NIV, James chapter 1, verses 2 through 12. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed in the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. Believers in humble circumstances are to take pride in their high position, but the rich should take pride in their humiliation, since they will pass away like a wild flower. For the sun rises with scorching heat and withers the plant. It blooms, falls, and its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich will fade away even while they go about their business. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. The Lord's word is already blessed. Amen.
Deacon Cecil Dryden will lead us in prayer.
Thank you. Good evening, first up, family and friends, and just come to you as a humble servant. Just want to praise your name. Let's make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Let's serve him with gladness. It's good to be on the line tonight and to praise his holy and divine name. We love you, Father. We thank you for what you've done today for us, seen and unseen. But we keep pressing on, because that's what you want us to do. Have faith, trust in you, and know you have us all the way. There's some trying times these days, but Lord, I believe the strength to keep praying and knowing that 1 Thessalonians 5 says, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So you have to pray. Keep praying day and night, knowing that you're only here by his grace and his mercy. I love you so much, and we love you. We wouldn't be on the line if we didn't know that we have a Savior. We have a Savior that's loved us in spite of us a lot of times. Lord, I want you to please, if thou will, help the teachers, because we need more teachers in these schools, Lord Jesus, so the kids can learn. You can't learn if you don't have the teachers and they're striking and the kids can't go to school. What a disappointment. One thing I know, Father, you have been through it with a lot of disappointment, but you bring us out the other side. And I thank you so much for that. It's a blessing to know you. It's a blessing to want to be in the mix with you, Lord Jesus. Just love you so much. Praise your holy name. Because without you, we have nothing. We can do all things through you who strengthen us. I want to say a special prayer for our pastor and the deacons on the deacon board who are ill and need you, Father. Pastor and the family need you. They love you so much. And third deacons on the deacon board need you also. They want to touch the hem of your garment for healing. So they know for a fact that there's love and joy. So Father, I wanted to say thank you for everybody's on the line. Continue to bless all families. Continue to lead them, Lord Jesus. Because they know with you we can do all things. Without you, we can't do anything. In the blessed name of Jesus Christ, I do pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
This is now your opportunity to speak directly to the Lord during our 2-minute closed mic prayer. We will now have a prayer by Deacon Kevin Freeman.
Let us pray. Oh, gracious and wonderful Father, we come to you once again just to say thank you for this opportunity to talk to you once again. Heavenly Father, I come to you lifting up this world, Heavenly Father. Our leaders, dear Lord, they just bickering and going back and forth towards each other. It's a turmoil up there, dear Lord. I ask you to intervene, my Father. Change the hearts that need to be changed. Thank you for placing those who's there who's trying to do your will. Oh, Father, I also lift up the young generation, dear Lord. They out here just killing each other, just like it's nothing. No concern of other life, dear Lord. Father, have mercy. Change their hearts, Father. Dear Lord, just be with everyone at First Baptist, dear Lord. All the ministers is on the staff that you placed there, dear Lord. Be with our pastor, dear Lord, in his situation, dear Heavenly Father. We know you're a healer, dear Lord. Father, thank you for my family. Father, be with those who are having challenges on jobs, dear Lord. Father, these big corporations who have no thought of employees, dear Lord, just doing just unthinkable things to them, dear Lord. Father, I just ask for your mercy, your grace, dear Lord. I thank you for carrying us through this life, dear Lord, because it's only you, my Heavenly Father. Dear Lord, you're so good to us in spite of ourselves. And, dear Lord, I ask you to be the speaker tonight, dear Lord, that we may hear and may heed to the word, dear Lord. We love you, my Father. In your Son name, Jesus Christ, I do pray. Amen.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Sister Gwendolyn Davis, who is a soprano in the First Baptist Church Choir, a member of the Sunday School Adult Class Number 2, and Mary and Martha Bible Study.
evening.
All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
My testimony is about my knee replacement. The scripture I'm reading is Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. First, we are never too far away for his power to reach our situation. God is so good, and his mercy endures forever. On September 16th, 2021, I had a knee replacement. I prayed and talked to God about the surgery. I thought about it, and at one time I said, no, I'm not going to have it. And then I have so much faith in God that I said, yes, I'm going to have the surgery. Because of my faith, I was not nervous or afraid. I spoke to Dr. Evans and told him I was ready because I'd put him in God's hand to do the surgery. Now it was time to be put in La La Land, and they had me to count. I was given a local anesthesia. I'm not going through all details, but you know how it is when you have surgery. There are so many procedures, but I tried to pick out the most important ones to tell you about tonight. When the operation started, I could hear the instruments being put into the trays. Also, I could hear the doctor and the team talking. Now everything is over. I'm coming back to myself. I was thanking God. I could not believe that this was over, and I was feeling the way that I did. I asked the nurse, where is my niece? She said, she will be here in 5 minutes before you can see her. I was so anxious to see her, and I was so excited and talking and just thanking God. And then when my niece came, I was talking and calling her name, and she couldn't believe I was so alert. It was the grace of God. She did say, did they do the surgery? And we started laughing. And I said, yes, they did. She said, because you're so alert and you're just talking. And I couldn't stop talking because I have so much faith in God. And I knew that he was carrying me through all of this. God's grace is just so awesome. I was not drowsy or in any pain. And after many hours, I called my brother and told him that I was watching a football game. And he said, did you have surgery? And I said, but God, I truly did have surgery. I truly believe in him. And as we're moving forward now, now it's time for therapy for my knee. My knee was hurting every day, and it was because of scar tissue. Because I was discussing this with the doctor, and I was asking him, if I've had this surgery, am I supposed to have pain in my knee every day? And he said, Mrs. Davis, you have a lot of scar tissue, and that is what's causing you so much pain. So we decided that the doctor would break the scar tissue. That was in January. But he had to stop because the scar tissue was so hard in my leg. And I asked him, why did you stop? He said, if I had continued, he would have broken my leg. And thank God he had enough sense to stop. So now I prayed about it. And he said, Ms. Davis, the next thing we can do, I have to go back into the incision where I had the surgery, but you can get a second opinion, and I did. And I spoke to another doctor, and he said this was the best thing to do in order to break up some of the scar tissue. And this is called revision. So in February, I had this revision done. It helped, but I still had the scar tissue, and I had not been able to pedal a bicycle all the way around in therapy. So therefore, it was very, very painful, and I continued to go through therapy for a long time. But after I went through it and was able to pedal a bicycle finally, I was able to wash my clothes, cook, and clean the house some. Only God could do this. But then I had another setback in March. I had a stomach virus. It was so bad, I went to urgent care. And then they told me to go to Washington Hospital Center emergency room. And my niece Monica took me there. I had never been this sick in my life. I went to my primary doctor, and she sent me to a GI specialist. She had me to take an MRI and ultrasound. And they still couldn't find out what was causing this. But my doctor did say that it was from the surgery. I was so sick, I couldn't eat. I could hardly drink water. I was very weak. And that was when I asked God to take me if I had to be this sick. It was so awful. And every day I was crying, and my family was calling and crying along with me and praying with me and friends. And I just, it's so many people. I can't call the names, but God knows all of them, and they prayed for me. And that's why I am here still today and doing the prayers myself. But God's grace and mercy have me here on this phone tonight talking to you and letting you know that when you have the faith in God, He will take you through any situation. And finally, I thank God for my family, friends, and all who prayed for me and continue praying for me. And I really and truly thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I ask God to bless each and every one of you every day because it was a many people. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm still in therapy and improving. And God is blessing me to be able to take care of myself and my needs. Don't stop praying, trusting, and praising God for His goodness. Count it all joy. Jesus expects us to respond with unquestioning faith in His power and to believe that time and space do not affect His ability or desire to help us. God will let you walk into uncomfortable situations where all you can do is rely on Him. Don't be anxious. He's about to show you He is faithful. And all my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love you and thank you so very much.
From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. are close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend, and I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For those
praise God, Sister Davis, for your healing. I was so happy to see you in the choir stand this past Sunday, and I'm looking forward to you singing this song at one of our upcoming services. The lines will now be unmuted for 20 seconds so that we can show appreciation for Sister Davis and her message. The lines will be unmuted for 20 seconds.
God bless you. The goodness of God. Yes, God bless the goodness of the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Before we move on to remarks and prayers by Reverend Emmett Young, I want to share two things with you. Next week, I will not be present for prayer service. Amelia Corum, Betty McKenzie Mabry, Darlene Williams, Donna McMillan, and I will be participating in a concert next week at the Kennedy Center in celebration of the culmination of their 50th anniversary. We will be performing with the Heritage Signature Chorale doing the Leonard Bernstein Mass. It's a hodgepodge of the gospel, a little bit of Hair, Jesus Christ Superstar. It's got a little bit of everything rolled up into it, and we will be having a dress rehearsal next Wednesday in preparation for the performances on Thursday, the 15th, and Saturday and Sunday, the 17th and 18th. I also want to remind you, and I want you to get your pencil and paper ready, that the First Baptist Church Health Virtual Health Ministry is having an event on Saturday, September 24th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. They want you to come out and see a Civil War reenactment and hear a mental health discussion. They are providing a light lunch. They are also providing free COVID-19 and flu shots for children and adults. And they are offering a gift card for the first 15 registered attendees. To register, you can call 202-765-2513. Again, to register for this event so that you can be one of the first 15 registered attendees to receive a gift card and also get your free COVID and flu shots, you must call 202-765-2513. This flyer was also attached to a message that was sent, I believe, today by Sister Betty McKenzie Mabry. So if you have that flyer, you can also click on the link that's within the flyer. But for those of you who do not have an email address and might not have received this information, please call 202-765-2513. Saturday, September 24th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here at First Baptist Church. We will now have remarks and prayers by Reverend Emmett Young.
God is great and greatly to be praised. Good evening, First Baptist Church, family and friends. We are so glad once again to share on this Wednesday night experience where we have lifted up into the Lord our prayers, our concerns, our joys, our triumphs, and we have heard a wonderful, wonderful, inspirational word from Sister Davis. We also thank God for the blessing, the gifts and talents that are within the body of Christ in this local branch of Zion. So we can pray. We're praying for and excited about the opportunity that Sister Tinsley and others from First Baptist have to share at that event at the Kennedy Center. Once again, we're praying for you all at that hodgepodge of genres and music and all that. But we know that God will use you in a mighty way, and we're glad about that. First Baptist, once again, on behalf of our senior pastor, Reverend Dr. Frank D. Tucker, we are glad that you have joined us on this evening to be able to worship the Lord and to pray together. You've already heard some announcements. We do thank God for that word shared by Sister Davis, and what a timely word it was, an inspiration that somebody would understand that even in the midst of what they're going through, whatever health challenges they may have, whatever's happening, that God sincerely is our refuge and strength. She said it, be not anxious for anything, but in everything by prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and let the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and secure your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus our Lord. That is the strength we have. Thank you, Sister Davis, for reminding us of that. Don't forget, this Sunday is Second Sunday, with our emphasis is youth and young adults. Reverend Renee Few will bring us the message this Sunday. And, of course, we continue to worship hybrid by those that are in person and also those that are online and also through conference call. You've already heard the announcement on Saturday, September 24th, with the Virtual Health Ministry and the Civil War reenactment, the mental health presentation, and also the COVID vaccines with the light lunch, the church starting at 10 o'clock a.m. Of course, we are looking forward to our worship service on the first Sunday in October. My God, the year has gone by so quickly already. There are those that are focusing on Christmas. You're buying gifts, but hold up. We still have homecoming to get to, and I'm excited about it. Sunday, October the 2nd is our homecoming day. Please join us for in-person service, 10 o'clock a.m. Our speaker will be First Baptist own Reverend Curtis McLaughlin. So please come on out and share with us on that day. I know that there's a flyer out, and, of course, there's an incentive to be able to come to homecoming on that day in person. So make sure that you're checking your email. Make sure that you're receiving all the information on these conference calls so that you'd be able to be a part of our worship experience on homecoming. And also the First Baptist Church Girl Scouts, they will resume their meetings on every second and fourth Saturdays at the church from 10 o'clock a.m. until 12 noon. We remember our sick and our shut-in, and those families who are going through the transition of their loved ones. We're praying for healing prayers for Sister Deborah Banks. She's in the ICU at Washington Hospital Center. So many others, our very own Deacon Leroy Bagley, Deacon William Andrews. Once again, there's so many that are sick and shut-in, and they need your calls, they need your cards, they need your visits, but above all, yes, they need our prayers. We're also praying for Reverend Keith Daniel and his family in the loss of his father and our beloved member, Trustee Brother Charles Daniel. Service will be held at the church as of now. It's looking like Friday, September the 16th at 10 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., 10 o'clock a.m. viewing, 11 o'clock a.m. service, but we will confirm that very, very soon. Please pray for all those who are going through struggles right now at this moment, whether it be our own church family, or even those that you may know of in your neighborhood, at your jobs, in your community, and even those families who we may have never, ever heard of before, but who are going through so many different things. Families in Jackson, families, families that have experienced loss of loved ones from school shootings, all these things that we see on the news. We're praying for them because we know that God has the answer, that God heals hearts, that God is the one that is still in charge, and that God is the one that will make change. We continue to pray for those even who have joined our church family in the past couple of weeks. So we're looking forward to baptism for Sister Mitchell. We're thanking God for Sister Draper as well as Brother Austin. So we ought to thank God for what God is doing in the midst of our church family. Thank you so very much for being a part of this wonderful, wonderful ministry here at First Baptist Church. Thank you for all of your gifts. Thank you for your giving. We know that God is blessing you, and we thank you for being a blessing to the church. Continue, please, spread the information that vaccinations do work. Don't forget to wear your mask. Don't forget to wash your hands. But we still know that we're not afraid because God is in control. So at this time, as we continue to gather and humble our hearts before the Lord, we're going to close out in prayer as we do on Wednesdays. And we're asking even now, we're going to have a 20-second moment where you can unmute your phones and lift up your prayer concerns to God. For know that when you do, God hears your prayers.
And bless the Freed family. Bless these communities. Pray for my children. For Reverend Tucker and Lisa. For those that are under the shadow of Jesus. For those that are under the shadow of Jesus. Pray for these families.
Strong and able God, capable, centering, gracious, freeing, loving, all-wise, and eternal Savior. It is once again we, your believing children, humble ourselves together, lifting our voices to you, saying thank you. For God, two words in the English language have never been so able and yet even so inadequate to express our feelings unto you. But we continue to say it because, God, we thank you for what you have done. We thank you for blessing us. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you for healing us. We thank you, God, for being our supply. We thank you for being Jehovah Jireh, a provider. Thank you for being Jehovah Nisi, a banner. Thank you for being Jehovah Shalom, our peace. We thank you just for being you. We thank you that you met us this morning. We thank you, God, that you kept us this afternoon and even before we lay ourselves down to sleep. We thank you for what you're going to do as you watch over us and our family members, friends, loved ones, and church family. Lord, we thank you for all the requests that have been laid up to you. We thank you, God, because we know that every request is symbolic of a strain of faith, that faith that comes not by hearing, that faith that comes not by seeing, but that faith that comes by hearing your word, that faith by comes believing in who you are, that faith that comes because we remember what you did in the past and we know that you're going to work now. So, Lord, we lift our request up to you and we thank you in advance. We thank you in advance for that coworker we're praying about. We thank you in advance for our church member that we're praying about. We thank you in advance, Lord God, for what you're going to do for our pastor. We thank you in advance for what you're doing at First Baptist Church. We thank you in advance for giving us the faith and the courage to share our testimony and to lift up our voice to let somebody know that you are real and Jesus, you still save, that you are more than just a man who was a carpenter in Galilee, that you are more than just one who walked on water, that you are more than just somebody who was in the synagogue, that you are more who was one that walked the streets between Samaria and Galilee, that you are more than that. You are our Christ. You are the living God. You are the one that died for our sins and yet rose again that we might have the right, that promise of eternal life. So God, we hold on to your unchanging hand. We hold on to your hand at work. We hold on to your hand in the grocery store. We hold on to your hand everywhere we go, because while we know that COVID is still around, we also know that knuckleheads are still around, foolishness is still around, that all kind of stuff is around. And we ask God that you would be a fence around us each and every single day, that God, you would give us patience, Lord, while you work out our prayers, and Lord, keep us as only you can. We're praying, it's already been said, for our teachers, Lord, and our students, because God, while there are shortages, you're the one that always is the supply. So God, we thank you for the rams that will be in the bush this school year. We thank you for those that will step up and help out. We thank you for the pencils and the crayons and the paper, the loose leaf. We thank you, God, for the supplies that are going to come from unexpected places, because God, you are a God of unexpected blessings. And so we thank you, God. We love you, Lord, and in our fullness from all that you have done, we are grateful for your grace. So Lord, allow us to walk by your grace. Allow us to talk by your grace. Allow us to minister by your grace. Allow us, God, to walk in the hospital corridors knowing that your grace is all around us. Your mercy supplies us and your healing hand is with us. Allow your grace to be with us as we have conversations on the phone. Allow your grace to be with us on Zoom calls. Allow your grace to be with us while we talk with our family and friends. Allow your grace to be with us as you lead and guide us in greener pastures and still waters, knowing, God, that even as we walk through these valleys, you're with us every step of the way. Thank you for your grace, your goodness, and your mercy. We love you, Lord. We thank you, God. Thank you for our pastor. Continue to strengthen Pastor Tucker in a mighty way, God. Thank you for his family, Lord. Surround them with your love. Thank you for the wisdom that you've given him. Continue to bless him, Lord God. And as a church, we continue to humble ourselves before you that we may do your work and your will, because the world needs it. We love you. We magnify you. We adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet presence of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide now, henceforth, and forevermore. We thank you, God, for your peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This concludes our Wednesday night prayer service for September 7th. We thank you for joining, and we ask that you please be mindful of all announcements made by Reverend Young tonight and myself. And if you need additional information, we encourage you to read the pastor's weekly letter to the church, reach out to your circle leaders, or visit our website at www.fbcwdc.org. For those of you who will be signing off, have a blessed evening and the remainder of your week. And for those of you remaining on the line, I pray that you continue to enjoy the music.